us. It's given a little air to breathe. The neurobiological system is telling it to run. But your knees are too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger, unafraid, right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. 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 Radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to the train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're gonna win at the borders. We're gonna win, and we're gonna keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before. Greater than ever before.
December 7th, 2023. This is Dr. Johnny, and let's help keep the truth alive and be generous with your contribution to freedomslips.org, Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up and automatically donate $5 per more or more per month. It's so easy. So get a Patreon account today right on freedomslips.org. If you don't donate to Revolution Radio, please give a generous donation to Dr. Johnny. All the hosts do not get paid, and we are really working hard to bring you the truth that so you can have a better life. You are now connected to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD Command Center, where Dr. Johnny with the bald eagle eye is keeping a vigilant watch on Washington, D.C., our country, and our solar system. That's right. You are now listening to The Master Survivor, bringing you the truth about our world and providing the tools to help you survive and thrive. I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, best-selling author, master survivor, and virus recovery expert. Well, folks, today is the true birthday, the true day of Christ, Jesus Christ's birthday, when he was really born. And, of course, they celebrate that in Russia. Today in Russia, it is Christmas, the real Christmas in their eyes, because it's the real birthday of Jesus Christ. But they don't tell you about that much here because they say, oh, well, that's the old calendar and blah, blah, blah. But is the old calendar really that bad? I think it's probably better off than the new calendar is for us because of so many reasons that I won't get into right now. Maybe I'll devote a whole show about that because it'd take a whole show to really give you the details about why they changed our system from the moon system to the corporate and deep state system of measuring time. Like I said, that's a whole nother topic. You don't hear much about the truth these days. Have you heard that today is the true birthday of Jesus Christ? No, they don't tell you that on the news. Have you heard Lloyd Austin, the defense secretary, has been hospitalized and the Pentagon is not talking about it? Have you heard about the ET aliens being spotted at a Miami shopping mall? Not just one or two, but three aliens walking around tall, not human looking. And hundreds of police cars were dispatched in the area all around that Miami mall, and no officials allowed to talk about it. I've got friends in Miami, and two friends told me, they said, well, I'm not allowed to talk about it. I said, well, can't, you know, I mean, it was all over there. No, I'm not allowed to talk about it. They wouldn't say a thing. These are just, anyway. Meanwhile, this whole time, the deep state goons, like the WHO, you know, the World Health Organization and CDC, you know, the Centers for Disease Control, been trying to launch their new flu pandemic and trying to get their new vaccines in your arms, but now no one is talking about it. No one wants to have anything to do. Why? Why does no one want to talk about it or have anything to do with it? Because today people have lost faith in the news media. They don't listen to it anymore. They've lost faith in the doctors and the medical systems and the hospitals in general. And many have turned from the West and looked to the East to learn more about ways to improve their health. More and more, they are turning to things like yoga, qigong, naturopathy, you know, for ways to relieve themselves of pain, heal trauma, and maintain balance. But all the answers were in ancient Greece, folks. The basis of the Master Survivor Program. Ancient Greece, where it was so much closer to home, you know, than China or India, the founding of our Western traditions and being the basis of the Master Survivor Program, ancient Greece holds hundreds of dozens of secrets of well-being and health that are easy to do for everyday people, but very few people know about it today at all. Enter Dr. Johnny in the Master Survivor Program, the Master Survivor University. As I've said many times on this show, all medical doctors worldwide embark on their healing careers by vowing after completing their studies, to abide by a code of ethics known as the Hippocratic Oath. But do they really follow it? Very few know that this text of standards, which was the first to set the medical principles, still follow today in the Master Survivor Program, and all doctors in the Western world take this code. But do they really follow it? No, they probably don't. When you judge about their actions, it was the code was named after Hippocrates. You know, Hippocrates, probably the core principle of his code was first do no harm. And let thy food be thy medicine, and thy medicine be thy food. These are the two core principles. That it doesn't matter which Hippocratic oath you cite, it's in there. That is definitely in the core. There's a lot more in the original code from Hippocrates. But, of course, they credit Hippocrates to be the father of modern medicine. And, of course, he is my mentor, my hero, was Hippocrates, who was born in the Greek island of Kos, that's K-O-S, thousands of years ago. Besides the oath, would-be physicians also swear to the healing god Asclepius. Asclepius, and his daughters. So the Hippocratic Oath begins with this invocation. Asclepius is the Greek god of health and healing, who was taught the secrets of this art by his caretaker, Centaur Carion, and by a graceful and grateful snake. Yes, that's right, a snake. The ancient Greeks believed that snakes were sacred. Some of my students have ridiculed me for using the caduceus in my seal of the Master Survivor University. So not only is the caduceus there, but also Hippocrates with his major quotes are on the seal. So when I say Hippocrates is my mentor, he's my hero, he's the basis in ancient Greek healing arts is the basis of the Master Survivor program in the Master Survivor University, it's right there in my seal. You know, the caduceus with the snakes and Hippocrates. And one of my students says, oh, that represents evil. Well, they may not have known totally what it's about, but I'm going to tell you about it right now. Ancient Greeks believed that snakes were sacred, very wise, and had healing powers. That's why we always see Asclepius holding a rod with a coiling snake. Even as recent as the 19th century, there were Indian healing remedies made from the snake. Remember the old snake oil salesman? You know, in the old days, and a lot of times it wouldn't be real, because the real true healing remedy made from snakes was known by most of the Plains Indians, because they didn't have much to go with, but there were snakes. However, for those early healers in Greece, the serpent represented healing and resurrection for the ancient Greeks, and that explains why we still see them on the emblems like the caduceus or, a doctor's associations today, and that's why you see Hippocrates and the caduceus together on the seal of the Master Survivor University. So venerated was the snake that the Greeks even named one after Asclepius. Its name is Laphitius was also known as the non-venomous Asculapian, which is a non-poisonous snake. Well, these lovely creatures were set loose at the founding of each new healing temple dedicated to Asclepius in ancient Greece as protectors and for the good and for good fortune. So when I said they believed snakes were sacred, they totally believed it. And many people that would come to the temple wanted healing, they'd bring a few of these snakes with them, hoping that they would get the remedy, you know, from Asclepius, the god. And so a lot of times, you know, they would let them loose in the right there in the healing temple. It's also not by chance that Asclepius was the son of Apollo, the Greek god of light and harmony, and of Princess Coronius. Myth has it that he was nourished with the blood from snake-haired Medusa, her right vein, which was therapeutic. However, blood from her left vein was deadly and poisonous. You may ask, what's the difference between Hippocrates and Asclepius? Well, again, ancient Greek wisdom responds holistically, where Hippocrates represents diagnosis and treatment and was actually a man, whereas Asclepius represents healing and recovery, was a god. And of course, in the temples with Asclepius, they had a big statue of Asclepius, or Asclepius represents healing and recovery, and that's, he was a god, represent healing and recovery, and Hippocrates was a man who dedicated his life to healing people, so he represented diagnosis and treatment. In other words, for complete well-being, both medicine, a man-made science, and faith, a divine gift, are required to bring about balance and unity in body and mind. It is the Greeks, after all, who said, I'm not going to say the Greek, but in English translation, the ancient Greeks said, a healthy mind in a healthy body. That's the only way you can heal. Aware of this eternal truth, one that's always been at the center of all life's philosophies for centuries, the ancient Greeks created dozens of Asclepia across the country, or to put it in today's terms, wellness centers. There were at least 300 Asclepians healing temples across ancient Greece. 300, including the first in Trichae, in central Greece near the city of Trikala, and on coast in the Dacian Islands, and of course the most prominent Epididymos in Argolis, Peloponnese, another island. The ailing of the ancient world flocked to these temples where Asclepius was worshipped, seeking to be mended of all their ills. Unlike today, these healing sanctuaries were not built by chance. They were always erected outside residential areas at locations with strong energy vibrations, conductive ISIS, and calm. You know, you've heard of, you know, bursitis or bronchitis. You know, this iasis is after many diseases, and that's where it comes from, the ancient Greek, that subtext, I guess there's a pretext and a subtext. Anyway, that was the ending that used on today's words for certain, you know, for many diseases. So these healing temples, these locations were mostly on in forests, sheltered from the winds, isolated from mild weather, no extreme temperatures or humidity, and that, my friends, explains why you won't find today remains of Asclepius on the wind-ravaged Greek islands. If they are, were there, it's only the ones that have forests, but most of the islands don't have forests, so they didn't have many temples on the islands. At the same time, these spaces of wellness were more like modern-day retreats, or how our hospitals should be, according to Dr. Johnny. The arcaded temples were made of white marble. They were spacious and large, with lush gardens, running waters, situated near thermal springs. I will add again that this is the way hospitals should be, according to Dr. Johnny. And that's the way the future Master Survivor University and clinic will be. Been looking at several locations, and one has healing waters, another one has special. Anyway, so when I have the new Master Survivor University and the Master Survivor Clinic, it will be in a magical area. And I have big surprises for many of my patients and my students. You can imagine why such places, you know, with thermal waters and white marble and lush gardens would be for healing. Well, think of the wind ruffling through the leaves and the running waters and fresh, crisp air, pure white marble. This is the atmosphere of perfect health. So what was the treatment like at these ancient Greek health centers? Very much like today, people would make a pilgrimage to Asclepius to be cured of their ailments, whether of body or mind. Upon arrival, you would be given a special herb-based cleansing diet. This would not only purge you, but your mind would be altered in some cases, depending on your illness and which concoction they decided to give you. But some of the mind altering properties could be like from a peyote cactus, for example. There would be no more wine drinking. Drinking of fresh water was encouraged. After sunset and a day of fasting, you would be guided to the rejuvenation thermal springs to clear your energy. From there, dressed in a white cloak, the color of purity, you would meditate as a form of worship of Asclepius. From there, off you go to the Abaton, the most sacred area of the sanctuary. You would lay on the marble floor of the temple near the statue of Asclepius. As surely he would visit you in your sleep, providing answers and guidance. Of course, healing wouldn't be complete without the Asclepian snakes, which roam freely in the temple, sending out their healing energy. And, you know, the more snakes, the better, according to the ancient Greeks. And if there are more in the temple, the more likelihood you would have healing. This is also accounts of the dogs playing a remedial role in the rituals. By this time, and thanks to the hallucinatory herb drink that you've taken and that they offered you, you probably would be in a state of deep relaxation, ready to sleep. At the break of day, you would share your dreams or visions with the therapeutus, I can't say these Greek words, but it's from that Greek word that we have in English, the word therapy. These healers train through experience, gathering know-how that was passed on from one generation to the other. It was certainly admired, respected, and, you know, envied when people, you know, oh, that was my great father, grandfather, that was my great grandfather. We, you know, they go, oh, wow, you're from the healing family line, and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, and they built on their knowledge. So that was a very, very, very respected profession, probably the most respected profession in all of Greece, was the ones that would work as healers or therapists at the temples. Together with your therapy, you would interpret the dream. They would interpret the dreams and help you interpret your own dreams, and he prescribed the treatment. It was not by chance that the English word therapist comes from therapia, the Greek for treatment, Greek word for treatment. Now, it wasn't just male roles that were healers. Females were more helpful in interpretation of dreams. I mean, everybody had their own role. But again, if you were born from a line of healers, if you're a woman, oh, then, you know, you would work at the healing temple as a therapist in one capacity or another. You'd find your strengths, and they'd find that. And, you know, so together with your therapy, you would interpret the dreams and prescribe the treatment. And much like our modern-day therapists or psychologists that guide you through the steps of therapy today and soothing out the hard points, this is what they did. For the most part, they would educate you on what was right for you and the better diet. It is clear, therefore, that the ancient Greeks believed sleeping relieved one of the conscious restraints of the awake mind, offering pure inner guidance and true awakening to the body's needs. Now, they put a heavy emphasis on your dreams. All Greek society put a heavy emphasis on your dreams. So the more you dream, the more likely you would be a successful and happy person in life. Obviously, good health and wellness were among those, and so they created a god, goddess, or god for it. The god was Hygieia. Besides being the name of the goddess of well-being, the word Hygieia in Greek means health. And, of course, myth tells us that Hygieia was either the daughter or wife of Asclepius. To understand further the extent of the Greeks' knowledge of the process of health and healing, one should look at Hygieia's daughters, each of them, whom represented a part of what it means to be holistic in good health and body and mind, or in the state that the Greeks called eudaimonia. So, of course, Hygieia, you know, which is, you know, from our modern term, becomes hygiene, which means good health. But he had four daughters, okay? So Iaso is the goddess of recovery. And today the word Isis, you know, means recuperation from illness. Just look at the ending of homeostasis, for example. That Isis is from the Greek in a lot of these illnesses, or imbalance too, which is homeostasis. Then the second daughter, Asio, she's the goddess of relief and repair, the healing process. Then we have the third daughter, Agile, the goddess of shining health. Today, the Greek word Agia means glamour. And daughter number four is Panacea, of the goddess of universal remedies and herbs, a Greek word we also know in English, meaning the universal cure or remedy, you know, the panacea for all difficulties and diseases. Where can I find Asclepius today, you may ask? Well, one place to look is in the clear night sky, and there you'll see Asclepius watching over us. He is the constellation Orpheus, which is the Greek meaning the serpent holder in English. But looking around here on Earth, you find that Asclepion, you know, the ancient healing complex located at the base of the Pergamon Acropolis in Turkey, built in the honor of Asclepius, god of healing. And for my students at the Master Survivor University, the Asclepion is a term used in ancient Greeks to define a type of temple devoted to the god Asclepius, which acted as a healing center. There will be a temple dedicated to Asclepius at the Master Survivor University, where the Master Survivor University Clinic will be located. The site in Pergamon, Turkey, was founded in the 4th century BC around a sacred spring that still flows today, still known for its healing properties. People still come from miles around to drink the water, and they claim it heals them from many illnesses. And over the next centuries, it became one of the best-known healing centers of the ancient world, second in importance only to Epidaurus in Greece, which was the first psychiatric hospital, the world's first psychiatric hospital. The influential Greek physician Galen was born in Pergamon and practiced there in the 2nd century AD, having first made his medical reputation treating warriors in the Galatian Games, you know, the gladiators, gladiatorial games of the city. Many of the treatments employed at Pergamon, which were in complement with the sacred source of water that was later discovered as having radioactive properties, They still use it today, even though they claim, you know, by, you know, take a Geiger counter, it does give out a reading. However, people swear that it has healing properties and been used for centuries and still believe it cures all illness today. Its sacred springs were once visited by such luminaries as the Roman emperor and philosopher Marcus Aurelius, as well as countless ordinary people seeking cures for their physical and mental ailments. According to ancient myth, the Greek god Asclepius had the power to raise people from the dead, and he himself was restored to life by Zeus. For this reason, he is thought to also have a snake form. So they think of him in a serpent-type manner that he was, you know, they saw in the dreams, they saw Asclepius as a snake. So again, you know, tame snakes were kept in these temples as this reptile is regarded as a symbol of regeneration due to the shedding and regrowth of their skin. That was one reason. The other reason is people would see these snakes in their dreams and they say, oh, Asclepius came to visit me. Yeah, the snake, it was Asclepius, you know, because he told me I should take this herb or drink more olive oil or whatever. And then that really helped me, and so they followed their dreams. Patients approached the healing temple via the sacred way, a path that started their journey to health. An underground passage led to it so that patients went down a short flight of steps into a tunnel, and cubicles were located on either side of the passage, and patients spent the night there. In the morning, they would tell their dreams to the priests and doctors at hand to facilitate the diagnosis of their disease. Many times, the ones that they would recite their dreams to and help them the interpret dreams were women, because the women were highly regarded in Greek times. And that's where, you know, from early days that women became nurses, you know, because they assisted the doctors. So they all had a vital role. So there wasn't any, you know, one was better than the other type thing in Greece. The patients then ascended once they given out their dream and their diagnosis, and their therapist, usually a woman, had helped them interpret their dream. Then the patients ascended into the temple. They had to go up a flight of stairs. And the temple had a circular shape so they could walk in a never-ending procession. The pillars supported the vaults and had individual tubs for bathing. Treatments included psychotherapy, massage, herbal remedies, mud and bathing treatments, surgeries, and the drinking of water, which was prescribed according to what dreams the patient had experienced. It was believed that dreams recounted a visit by the god Asclepius, who held the key to curing all illness and usually gave them snake in their dreams. I hope I'm still on the air. It sounds like people are interrupting my show, but I will keep going. And just to let you know, a little footnote, I'm spending a lot of time on ancient Greek health on these next couple of shows. I did last week. I'm spending more time this week. I'll be bringing a lot about ancient Greek health in deep detail because I'm giving you some hints of what be like. It's going to be like the ancient Greek temples and ancient Greek healing centers. Again, I hope I'm still on the air. I hear other people coming on or something. So I'm getting these noises. I hope it's not interrupting. So I'll keep going. There's even a theater at the Asclepion. There will be a theater at the Master Survivor University. And the theater was there to entertain the patients who would stay for weeks. All this was done in the belief that healing was a sacred art and that people's souls needed to be mended and their minds needed to be mended as well as their bodies. That's why they had tragedy and comedy in the theater. And then some were these journeys into, you know, the myths that had both tragedy and comedy in these Greek myths, because most of those myths and legends they used in the theater, and that was for healing purposes. Thousands of people still travel to the Asclepion every year today in hopes of being healed. Tradition and legends tell that these ancient therapies were based on psychological and physical treatments and were highly successful in restoring health. So folks, again, I can't emphasize enough. The Master Survivor Program, the Master Survivor University are preserving what they taught in ancient Greece and preserving what Hippocrates revered and taught his students and patients, because he educated his patients. But today, and our world has been so sick and deranged and misguided for so many years, but that's all about to change. The world, especially the Western world, is now in a situation like Japan was at the end of World War II, after it agreed to surrender, you know, to Allied forces, but before U.S. troops landed to take over Japan. What we're going through right now in our country is much like it was in the country of Japan before General Douglas MacArthur landed. You know, they're getting mixed messages all around. So in this interim, you know, the British Commonwealth, the Asian secret societies, the Russians, the Pentagon, and other power centers say they support a white hat proposition for a new planetary arrangement. I'll repeat that. The British Commonwealth, the Asian secret societies, the Russians, the Pentagon, the Illuminati, other power centers, like, say, the Cosa Nostra, say they all support the White Hat proposal for a new planetary arrangement. The Khazari Mafia has also agreed to surrender, and a power transition is being arranged. Just like in Japan, you know, there's a little quandary going on. General MacArthur hadn't landed on the beach yet. But in Japan, they're saying, well, you know, I think things are going to be better, but nobody knows what to think. That's what's going on in our country right now. Khazari Mafia has also agreed to this surrender. Power transition is being arranged. However, there are still fanatical holdouts trying to start Armageddon, or at least a big war, and so forth. So it's going to be a bumpy ride, just like even after General McCarthy landed on the beach and they signed the surrender document, there were still soldiers Japanese soldiers in some of those islands in the Philippines. And for years, sometime 20 to 30 years later, they were still holding out, thinking that, you know, they're fighting for the empire and they won't surrender. Didn't matter what anybody said to them, no, you can't come in or I'll shoot you, them in these hideouts. So right now, we can't be disrupted on our current goal, and it cannot be disputed that the current international system is dysfunctional. Nobody can disagree with that. The entire U.S. system, not only the internal political, but also the economic system, you see it all going down. There's certain factions trying to take it down really fast. The entire U.S. system, not only the whole system, and by the way, as well as foreign, political, international, it's also in a deep crisis. And the U.S.-Israel veto of a call by the world to end the genocide in Gaza is a typical post-war system. The U.S.-Israel has been a rogue state causing most of the world's wars and crises. Until now, the world has been unable to stop this transnational corporate crime syndicate pretending to be the United States, but is now being dismantled. The White Hat proposal calls for replacing the UN Secretary Council with a group representing seven districts. These seven districts are Africa, the Americas, that's North and South America, China, East Asia, including China, you know, all East Asia, and Europe, including Russia, India, and the Muslim world. Decisions affecting the entire planet will be decided by a majority vote. Vetoes are limited to a district doing the vetoing. For example, if a majority votes to make electric cars mandatory, regions still want to use gasoline cars, well, they can continue to do so. So, you know, say if they want to use electric cars in China and they don't want to use electric cars in America or whatever, you know, then in the new system, then we could veto that and still use gasoline cars in our country, and they can still use electric cars in their country. Anyway, so the other proposal calls for taking the functional parts of the World Bank, IMF, that's the International Monetary Fund, the BIS, the Bank of International Settlements, etc., and incorporating them into a future planning organization with a multi-trillion dollar annual budget. This would be a communist-style central planning commission because actual projects would be put out for competitive bidding by a private sector. The other proposal is to start off the new age with a jubilee. This will be a one-off cancellation of all debt, private and public, as well as a one-off redistribution of assets. Everybody get all the money they want and not have anything they owe. No more taxes, blah, blah, blah. There will also be an amnesty for most people currently serving jail sentences because most people in jail in America are for non-violent crimes. The majority of the people serving a sentence are there for non-violent crimes. So they would automatically get a jail-free card. The real question is how do we get from here to there right now? There are high-level negotiations now underway to decide exactly that. Last week, a representative of the family, as the Khazarian mafia like to call themselves, claiming to be the new M1, the guy controlling the money fountain, contacted the White Hats to offer support for the future planning agency. They want to surrender, folks, but, you know, like I said, there's some factions still out there causing trouble, so we'll have to see if we can get all of them arrested in time to pull off this new transition, and I totally believe that will happen. The other thing they ask in return, Khazaria Mafia, is not to be killed. Well, the White Hats are not awaiting analog confirmation on this proposal because, you know, some of them probably won't get that wish. You can't just try to kill off 90% of the population and expect to go away scot-free. No, it doesn't work that way. Of course, there are other actors and have their own agenda who decide to be dealt with. We're going to have to deal with them one by one. And regardless of how negotiations go with the family, we are proceeding. One group is the evil RAND Corporation, whose job is to feed the military-industrial complex by starting wars. They are pushing for war with China, involving fierce early exchanges with steep military losses on both sides until one gains control. At present, Chinese losses would greatly exceed U.S. losses, and the gap would only grow as fighting persisted. But by 2025, the gap would be much smaller in their eyes. In other words, let's attack China, according to the RAND Corporation. Let's start another war. Let's attack China now. Well, these criminals also want the war to be long and inconclusive, and so that restricted sporadic fighting could substantially reduce military losses and economic harm, they say. They also want to develop plans to ensure economic and international consequences would work to its, you know, the RAND and other U.S. big corporations, like, well, you know who the evil players are, Northrop Grumman, you know. But our sources say that this group is planning some sort of massive Black Swan 9/11 type event in order to start this new war and rescue their military-industrial complex from bankruptcy. In other words, this is what is behind the talk of a massive cyber attack that takes down U.S. financial sector and the power grid. The results would, of course, be devastating and could lead to widespread chaos and financial collapse, and it would be blamed all on China or Russia. Some Chinese factions are also keen on to hype up an external enemy, you know, in order to distract from the severe economic crisis that they're going through. So, of course, the CCP, they want a war too. The value of a new home sales in China has just really gone down. The biggest real estate companies fell 34% from a year earlier. And, you know, so they're really having a big problem since 70% of the Chinese household worth is the real estate. A 35% plunge must really hurt them bad. It is. You know, most of the real estate they built cannot even, you know, fulfill the population because there's more population than can afford the real estate. And rent and those little bitty apartments. Even Xi Jinping, this New Year's speech, admitted China will have to consolidate and strengthen the momentum of economic recovery. North Korea is also on the war path. Leader Kim Jong-un said U.S. policy is making war inevitable, state media reported on Sunday, and he ordered the military to prepare to pacify the entire territory of South Korea, including with nuclear bombs, if necessary, he said, to make it all one Korea under his rule. So either it will be a world war or world peace, depending on which faction prevails. In the meantime, we see world affairs in past week, show deep dysfunction all over the world. And, you know, I'm not going to go into all the different things that are going on, folks, but I mean, you know, you just read the news and, oh my God, you know, what to believe and what not to believe. But, you know, a stunning 1.7 trillion in deposit outflows are going out of the banks. And, of course, that's not sustainable because the largest annual decline ever and only a third annual decline since the records began, you know, taking this statistic. So, you know, more people are drawing money out of the banks than they got money coming in. And so that's why the banks are confiscating some people's money. So the government is scared of its own people and it's looting money that's earmarked for veterans and using it to pay illegal military-age migrants. And you've heard about all the migrant people coming through and how they get through. They have their little gravy train and their train coming through. And so the result is, like, all over the world, you got people like in Germany, they got all these migrants and thousands of women are getting raped every week. At least 7,000 women in Germany have been victims of sexual assaults by refugees since 2015, and they don't report it because they're scared of getting beat up. And I'm pretty helped when I
Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Check in every Thursday night for the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show.
Studio A, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at the number one listener-supported radio station, Revolution Radio.
The Secret Kindergarten is here for the young children of the world. The best program on the radio for kids. Dealing with the most important topics in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music and movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colors, insects. Take care and cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out, up, under, and over. Sing a song. Talk about feelings. Just remember the magic word. The magic word is no. Step on into the Secret Kindergarten. Saturdays, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crip Rick, Ivan, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to The Master Survivor Beyond PhD. This is your host, Dr. Johnny. I've already had one of my patients call me and say, "Oh my gosh, Dr. Johnny, I want to come to your clinic, but you're not going to have snakes crawling around the clinic, are you? I don't want to come if there's snakes." And I said, "No, I'm not going to have snakes crawling around in my clinic. Don't worry." "Oh, okay, good, 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 good." So, but I'm just going to report to you more and more as you're going to get the truth here on the Master Survivor Beyond PhD. And for centuries, millennia, as a matter of fact, the deep state has used sacred symbols, sacred numbers, and sacred ideals. And turn, you know, and made them theirs, like 666. That's a sacred number. You know, the 369, that, you know, that's what Nikola Tesla used, was the key to, you know, everything that he learned. You know, it's part of the core of the golden ratio. And, you know, certainly the snake was one of those symbols that, there are many different interpretations, many different histories about what the Garden of Eden was and who Adam and Eve were. And a lot of them did not have the snake, okay? So they put that in there, the Khazarian Mafia, the ancient Jews, put that in the biblical story, the snake, to be evil. Just like the use the 666 number, so many, many things that they use as evil, or what we think of as evil, because that's what the Khazarian Mafia uses and, you know, produces, but we just haven't learned about that yet. And I was going to bring up more about the international news, and many of my patients who are in the armed forces love my show because they get international news as well as domestic news. But I decided that, you know, right now and the rest of the show, I was going to try to bring it down to America, because that's where the real fight is going on. They're fighting everywhere. But just know that with all this turmoil that's going on, what's evil, what's not, what's truth and what's not, it's so much confusion that's going on. I want to tell you that the White Hats are definitely winning. They're on the warpath. The gloves are off. It's it's kill or be killed is their attitude. United States Navy Judge Advocate General Corps at Camp Bloss, Guam, jointly convicted on Friday two Ukrainian officials for conspiring with the criminal Biden regime to steal billions of taxpayer dollars, as reported in November on this show. U.S. Special Forces arrest Ukrainian presidential aide Andriy Yermak and Economic Minister Yair Sirdyenko outside a Virginia facsimile of the White House diplomatic reception room. You know, on the outside looked like any other office building, but soon as you walk in and walk into their office, boom, all of a sudden it looks like you're right inside the White House diplomatic reception room with all the cameras and reporters are all there. Where the twosome, these two, Yermak and Sirdyenko, had conducted and concluded a meeting with Antony Blinken. Their arrest was based partly on financial documentation showing that Yermak and Sirdyenko had received a combined $7.2 billion, that's with a B, $1 billion from the late Janet Yellen. At trial, Rear Admiral Jonathan Stevens, leading the prosecution, introduced new evidence, $20, $50, and $100 U.S. currency engraving plates and metallic and color-shifting inks used to mint United States currency were found in the trunks of their limousines at the time of their arrest. The admiral argued that the defendants intended to abscond with the engraving plates, ink, and equipment to Ukraine. And I quote, he said, "Not only has the illegal Biden administration given Ukraine vastly more aid than it actually claimed, billions, but we're learning about more each day, and it certainly appears they're now providing the Zelensky regime with the tools to mint unlimited amounts of U.S. currency. And if they got away with the inks and the engraving plates, then they get their hands on a printing press and properly blended paper, which for all I know, they might already have. And then they could print and print and print to their heart's content, devaluing the American dollar forever," the admiral said, addressing the three Marine Corps officers judging their fate, whom JAG had impaneled to hear the case. The defendants, JAG appointed counsel, a diminutive fellow who looked like he acted like Ben Shapiro, said his clients had no knowledge of the evidence and either Special Forces or Antony Blinken's people must have planted it, you know, the engraving plates in their trunks. The defendants must have felt meditative and fit for nothing but placid staring at the at the Admiral, they just couldn't say anything, just stared ahead at him with a stoic look on their eyes. And occasionally the officers were tasked with deciding their fate. You know, while they're deciding their fate, the defendants were, you know, had their wrists and ankles shackled to anchor points at the defense table and the floor. Admiral Stevens interrupted their little chat between the lawyer and his clients and said, "If you plan to accuse decorated soldiers of crime, you better have compelling proof, for this tribunal hasn't seen or shared." He's talking about the special forces that arrested them. "As far as Blinken's people, they didn't plant anything. You can produce, you know, blah, blah, blah. The engraving plates and ink were found in the vehicles the defendants had, and that's indisputable facts. We were watching the whole time. Nobody planted anything. With respect, Admiral Stevens, you know, the fact may have allowed, you know, to be entered as evidence at all because my clients were under the protection of diplomatic immunity." And, of course, diplomatic immunity issued by whom? Admiral Stevens said, "A fake president, according to my clients, is given by Anthony Blinken and President Joe Biden." Admiral Stevens narrowed his eyes and stared right at him. He says, "You do realize, don't you, that neither JAG nor Office of Military Commissions recognizes these people as having any authority?" And he says, "Yes, sir, I do, and I have compelling, you know, to defend my clients to the best of my ability." "Well, we reject your diplomatic immunity," Admiral Stevens said. "Did they also have some weird, oblique type of immunity allowing them to recover from $7 billion that Treasury Department wired to them from, you know, Janet Yellen directly wired to them?" And the defendant's lawyer said, "It's true. My clients did receive those funds, you know, to the tune of over $7 billion. However, they have no idea why Yellen wired it. No one's saying my clients are saints. They just happen to be the fortune benefactors of money that came their way and, well, you know, decided to keep it. As foreigners, they had no impetus to report or return it," the defense lawyer said. And Admiral Stevens laughed. He said, "So this is your defense against charges of espionage defrauding the United States, illegal possession of U.S. government property like engraving plates for U.S. currency? That's your defense, saying they just didn't know who really sent it, but you, well, the money came our way, and they just decided to keep it?" "I have nothing else to offer, Admiral Stevens," he said, "informed my clients this trial would rule and would not rule in their favor." He says, I rest my case. He says, "I'm sure they appreciate your expert litigation, Admiral Stevens said with a touch of sarcasm. "We asked the panel to deliberate the charges and reach a verdict." The lead panelist, Marine Lieutenant Colonel, said neither he nor his co-panelists needed even a minute to arrive at a verdict. "Admiral Stevens, sir, we unanimously find these gangsters guilty of all charges and hope they're given a death sentence right away." "You'll get no rebuttal from me there," said Admiral Stevens said, and he scheduled Yermak and Serdinko to be hanged on January 9th. That's Tuesday. They will go and see the maker or whoever wherever they go. "Hard to work are the U.S. Marines on New Year's Eve. they arrested R.D. Parvakar, the Biden's cabal director of the Office of Science and Technology, on treason charges after White Hats discovered she authored a proposal, get this, to contaminate public drinking water with copious amounts of COVID-19 vaccines, my sources in General Eric Smith's office revealed. Appointed in October of 2022, Parvakar's mandate included advising the fake president on effects of science and technology on domestic and international affairs. She is by trade an engineer, having earned a Master of Science in Electrical Engineering and a PhD in Applied Physics at the California Institute of Technology in 1980 and 1984, respectively. She worked at DARPA and from 1986 to 1993 as a program manager, and later funded the director of DARPA's Microelectronics Technology Office. She has no medical credentials. In December 2023, White Hats acquired a copy of a research paper Parvakar had written in response to an inquiry by Kamala Harris on the feasibility of introducing COVID-19 vaccines in potable water. Well, Parvakar's 32-page reply, dated October 3rd, 2023, concluded that while such a mission was possible, it was highly impractical, and she was going into how much you have to put in all the drinking water. It'd be 1 to 1,000 vaccine to untreated drinking water be needed to effectively vaccinate a person who drinks 4 glasses of water today, you know, if they drank from the tap, you know. So they're, you know, she was taking all the formulations in mind and everything. And I was going to give all that to you, but I think you get the point. You know, she was, you know, figuring up the combination with the filtration systems and allow, you know, chemicals like fluorine and, you know, chlorine, you know, and a lot of that would turn into orthophosphate and, you know, how much they were using as a pipe preventative, as a corrosion preventative. And Parvakar wrote that municipalities would have to weaken their filters for vaccine ingredients. And she specifically mentioned snake venom and spike proteins to venerate home plumbing. Well, her mad science proposal, which Dr. Johnny's sources revealed part of, did not say how mathematically she reached the 1 to 1,000 ratio assumption after evaluating the plan, 1 gallon of Pfizer, BioNTech, you know, Moderna, or, you know, Johnson vaccine needed for each 1,000 gallons of water, assuming that home, you know, didn't have a high-grade commercial water filter and a fix to the home plumbing, et cetera, and then she calculated all the percentages of the people that would get that, but still, you know, the excess vaccine would be removed from a person's body during uration and perspiration, Parvakar wrote. So through all these different processes of filtering and homes, you know, water supply, and then only so many people drinking out of the tap, and then other people, you know, who just, you know, piss it out or sweat it out, you know. So she went through all these calculations, which I won't go into right now for you, to just be a bunch of numbers. But, you know, I took a big interest in, you know, how much it'd take for a 6-dose vaccine vial. To be blunt, you need limitless vaccines. And Kamala Harris said, I love the idea and wish we could earmark and embark on this project together, but it's ultimately difficult to do, Kamala Harris. And so so she wrote back, she says, I'm working on other ways to make this practical. And according to my source, Vice Admiral Darce Crandall reviewed the documents and decided that they met the definition of conspiracy to commit treason, and the Admiral sat on the papers for a week before indicting Prabhakar, issuing a military arrest warrant. He sent the indictment to General Smith's Camp Pendleton office, and in general, the general, my source said, tasked a Marine reconnaissance platoon to visit Prabhakar's Virginia home and wish her a happy new year. Well, like I said, they arrived in her neighborhood and they wait as long as it takes and then isolate her from eloping friends and family. And by the Marine, by the time they surveilled their home, and they called a break, and Prabhakar was ringing in the 2024 New Year on her sofa after friends left, opened a bottle of champagne just for herself, watching Dick Clark's Rockin' the New Year's Eve celebration on television. Her rivalry suddenly stopped as a half a dozen Marines with weapons drawn and circling her sofa. Oh, no, I knew she'd get me in trouble. You know, talking about Kamala Harris, the tipsy Prabhakar squeaked. She's now in custody for interrogation, my source said. She said her paper was just theoretical and not intended as real-world exercise. However, she did write back saying she's going to improve on it and make it more practical. Anything you want, Miss Kamala Harris, which is really a man, but now it's a fake. I digress. Okay. So she's going to stand trial, and we'll just see how that goes. She's in Gitmo, or maybe she's in Gitmo. In trauma-based mind control, you have to understand trauma is used to hack into the mind and the body's defense system in order to train a person's behavior. This is accomplished in three different steps. Step one, and just when I'm telling you these steps of trauma-based mind control, I want you to think about the pandemic and the lockdown and the 6 feet apart, masking, sheltering in place, and so forth, okay? I want to think about that when I'm telling you about these three steps. First, the victim's identity is destroyed. You know, you're a victim. You know, this is achieved by depriving the victim of their basic needs and inflicting pain upon them until they become exhausted, confused, and disoriented. Just think about, you're a victim. You're going to get that bug, and you better wear the mask, and don't stand close to people, 6 feet apart. In this state, you no longer trust themselves because they can't, communicate with each other. They can't get that eye-to-eye communication because everyone's wearing a mask, and they got to stand 6 feet apart. So they become receptive to guidance from the outside authority. Step two. Through a strict system of rewards and punishment, the victim is imprinted with a new identity. The new identity is trained to self-isolate by having it denounce everything associated with the previous identity. You got to wear a mask. You're now, a victim. You're, blah, blah, blah. That's your new identity, being a victim. You got to watch out. That bug is out there, that boogeyman bug. It's there. Then finally, step three is the continued use of trauma that's rebuilding the victim's new self. And the new self is crafted and maintained however the mind controller chooses. That is, in this case, the deep state mainstream media. Let me just tell you, I say over and over and over on the show, I've been saying it for years. Be above the mind control, folks. Master Survivor Program is about you being above the mind control and having your body and your mind under your control. Have you heard me say that so many, many times? So you can be above the mind control. If you're interested in becoming a Master Survivor, it's not a problem. So easy. Just go to themastersurvivor.com, johnnydelirious.com, mastersurvivoruniversity.com. It'll take you all there, and there you'll have it. You can do the Master Survivor program and be a Master Survivor right away. Or you can choose a new career if you decide to have a new and growing career being a Master Survivor health professional that will be the therapy of choice, the Master Survivor program, in the coming months and years ahead. I promise you this. Why do you think I do this show? It's not to get the numbers, folks. You know, right now you can do a show and you can just do it on basic BS. Just BS. And if you get enough clicks, you'll start making money. If you get enough people watching and get enough clicks, you'll start making money. I don't do any of that. I don't care how many people hear my show. I don't care how many visitors I get at my website. I don't monetize that, my show or my website, in any way. I don't have any other media or any other products on my website. I don't do any affiliate programs on my website. I don't do anybody else's product or business on my website. I don't monetize any of my show or my program in any way except helping you become a Master Survivor. That's the only way I make money, okay? And so the only way I get new patients is by word of mouth, by referral. It's been that way for over 30-something years. Because when I was running the lab in the 80s, I didn't have my own patients. I was busy running the lab and helping the doctors with their patients. But by the time I got out of the lab in the early 1990s, I started having my own patients. And I never did advertise. I think grand total, I've spent $1,000 over 30 years for advertising, period. And the only reason I spent that money was because someone invited me on their show and they said, well, you know, please, you know, buy my product. I said, all right, advertising expense. You know, they wanted me on their show. They were my patient. I said, all right, I'll buy your product, you know. So, you know, I bought their product. It was some tea or something. And but other than that, the only way I get patients is by word of mouth. And I've been able to stay afloat all these years, even though the deep state tried to take me down so many different ways. You see, when I talk to you about mind control, they've been trying to put me under mind control, but I won't do it. I won't do it. I'm going to preach the truth. I'm going to tell you what Hippocrates did. That is the basis for the Master Survivor Program, is what Hippocrates taught. It's the ancient Greek health therapy based on Hippocrates' science that's validated by modern laboratory testing. I've taken it a step further. See, the Greeks did not have the laboratory. They did not have chemistry that, you know, that we know. But that's where the Master Survivor Program is taking this to a new level. It's taking the ancient Greek therapy and validating it with modern laboratory science. Each patient that I do my consultation with your hair tissue mineral analysis, is only $226. Each patient I have gets their own recommendations. All of them are different because I'm basing their recommendations on their own chemistry, and I'm giving them different things, not only based on the tests and the foods and everything, but also from ancient Greek remedies. And, many of my best patients that follow that, what I said, have done really well because I validate, and every 6 months I see how they're doing, and if they need adjustment, I adjust it based on their new tests. That's how I do it. It's all based on their chemistry. I know if they're getting well. They go, I'm just doing well, Dr. Johnny. You don't need to go over the test. I said, yes, I do. I want to go over the analysis because I want to show you why you're feeling better. I want to show you why this healed up. I want to show you how you got rid of their arthritis. I want to show you how we got rid of those kidney stones. I want to show you how we cured your diabetes. Oh, yeah, diabetes. I got many type 1 diabetics that have said, well, I check my blood sugar 4 times a day, and since I've been, but I helped them with different things based on their chemistry, and then all of a sudden, checking their blood chemistry 4 times a day, they were saying, well, my blood chemistry, my sugar levels are normal. I don't need the insulin, They've been doing it all their life till they got on the Master Survivor Program, and they did premium consultation. I said, all right, if you're diabetic or you got cancer or you got, I've had some people that have had HIV, AIDS. I said, you got to do Johnny's Master Survivor Premium Consultation. $360. So when you go to the Master Survivor Program, you just go to themastersurvivor.com, johnnydelirious.com, themastersurvivoruniversity.com, and scroll down and click on the Master Survivor Program. You'll see number one is the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis. See, that is the hair tissue mineral analysis. It costs $226, and that shows the chemistry of your body. And I'll go over that with the free consultation once you get your report back. It's not just one page, folks. It's like 10 pages or 15 pages, depending on what's going on in your body. It is comprehensive. So that's number one. Number two in the Master Survivor Program is the Total Gut Restoration Kit. That's where we get your microbiome restored. And that's from the other lab I work with, because the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis, that's from the Trace Elements laboratory that I work with in North Dallas that I helped start in 1991 when I was so sick with hepatitis that I sold the lab out, and he started Trace Elements. I helped him get started. Dr. Watts is brilliant, and he improved on everything we were doing at Davenport Laboratories. So that's number one. Number two is the Total Gut Restoration Kit, about $250 to do that. And it gets your microbiome balance. You get three parts. See, that's from the microbiome laboratories in Austin, St. Augustine, Florida. I work with 5 different laboratories, folks. Doing the full Master Survivor Program is from 2 of the laboratories. Okay, the hair tissue mineral analysis and the total gut restoration kit. Because once we balance all the minerals in the cells of the body, and then we balance the gut, the total digestive tract, with the total gut restoration kit, then we are in homeostasis. Once all that's balanced. So, just know that the mainstream has polluted your mind. They have, with this mind control, with these ritualistic abuse that they target you and put you in this victim state. See, I'm trying to unravel all that. That's why I get harassed so much. They try to get to me. I swear to God, if it hadn't been for the deep state, my wife and my son would still be with me today, married and happy, and my son would be probably halfway grown up in high school by now. But that's a whole nother story. Many of you know, some of you know my thing. I mean, they try to take me out, so I won't do it. I'm going to preach the truth till I die. Whenever that day would be, and only God knows when I'm supposed to leave this earth. Only God knows that day. I might disappear. But then again, you may get noticed that, you know, come down to the Master Survivor University and the Master Survivor Clinic. And maybe you'll see Dr. Johnny if I disappear. Who knows? But right now, the deep state's losing. And why should they care about little old Johnny Delirious? Because what I'm telling you is the truth. So this has become intergenerational, you know, multi-generational trauma abuse. It's happened over and over again from, you know, this trauma-based mind control. And child growing up, I had drank the Kool-Aid, folks. I was a sheep. I followed the Piper until, you know, around 18 years old, 15 years old, I started waking up. And I told you last week about how I woke up from hearing my dad, how he is fed up with the medical center, you know, medical system, how they wanted him to prescribe more drugs. He says, I'm not doing it. If the patient doesn't need it, I'm not prescribing it. And then he said that Baltimore bureaucrat in the county health board was telling him to do more surgeries and to do this and do that, so to drag out the surgery and be a bigger expense and to do more organ removals. He says, I'm not doing it. The buck stops with me. I'm the doctor. It's the patient's health is my responsibility. Just nobody tells me what to do. I'm their doctor. No bureaucrat's going to tell me what to do in my medical practice. So he quit 3 years early. He quit at 62 years old. And that, you know, at 15 years old, I helped him pack up his clinic. He told me some things that were happening. And he built that county medical board. He helped build the first hospital there in that little town in northwest Florida called Fort Walton Beach. Some of you may have heard of Destin, Florida. It's right there, you know, in the early days in the 50s, my dad had his black bag and did house calls. But then he built his own clinic, and I remember as a kid unloading that palm tree, this little bitty palm tree that was in the back of that pickup. Today, that palm tree is huge and, you know, towering over the roof. But I remember when he built that clinic. I was 8, maybe 7 or 8, 9. I can't remember exactly the year, but it was right before Kennedy was shot, a year or so before Kennedy was shot. Anyway, so they've learned about this mind control when they first experimented on mice. You've heard of Pavlov's dog, you know, he ding, 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 and then the dog would come and he'd give him food every day. Ding, ding, ding. He, you know, the dog would come and he'd give him the food or the dog biscuit or whatever. Then Pavlov noticed, you know, he's out of food one day. And he goes, ding, 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 just screw around. And the dog came. He's sitting there salivating. Where's my food? You know, all eager to get that food because he knows when he hears that bell, all of a sudden he relates that, hey, food's coming. So Pavlov discovered that if he kept ringing that bell, the dog would keep thinking that food is coming. It's no different in people. It's trauma-based mind control. And it's traumatic when he doesn't ever give him the food, but he keeps ringing that bell. So, you know, the dog keeps thinking that there's going to be food. when they tell you over and over and over again, go talk to your doctor, oh, he'll have the cure, you know, and they keep telling you there's a cure, but you keep going back to the doctor and you never get cured. It's that revolving door. You have to keep coming back. Well, that's what they want. Ding, 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 ding. They want you to keep coming back, but you never really get cured. This is trauma-based mind control. This is what's been done to us for generations. And my dad says, I'm not a part of it. And as a kid, growing up, you know, when I was not eight, but by the time I was 10 or 11 years old, 12 years old, I went down to my dad's clinic because my mom would drop me off. She'd go do errands and things. And then I would go, my dad says, go to the lab and don't bother any of the patients. And the only place out of the way from everybody in the lab was on the little bitty stool in front of the microscope. So I'd get sit on the stool, and the lab tech, Rex Golden, would say, go sit on the stool. So I'd sit on the stool. So then all of a sudden, I started tinkering around with the microscope, and I started tinkering around with the fibrillator, you know, all the different things that they got in the lab, the centrifuge, and he taught me how to use the x-ray machines, and I helped him wash. In those days, they had beakers and you know, test tubes, and we, you know, I think he the slides were throwaway, but then some slides. And so I learned in those old microscopes, you had an oil base for the higher magnification, and I learned to use the cover sheet on the little oil and drop the little oil in the cover slide. So you could see under higher magnification, you could see that specimen, whether it be urine or blood or what have you, under the microscope. So I learned all about the lab. And I dreamed of becoming a scientist, and then, of course, doing the lab back in the 80s was like a dream come true. So, but I learned firsthand, you know, and I heard people when I was working, you know, my mother dropped me off, so I was in the lab there, and they were working in the lab. One would test high for, you know, cholesterol. And I heard my dad come in one day for that patient, and she had high cholesterol. And he goes, unusual for a woman. Usually it's the man. But anyway, the woman had high cholesterol. He goes, well, do you eat a lot of eggs? She goes, oh, yeah, we got chickens. We eat, well, you eat a lot. Oh, yeah, we eat dozens of eggs every morning. He goes, dozens? He says, yeah. He says, okay, so skip eggs. Just eat eggs every other day. And let me know after a month. They'll come back in after a month. So if they come back in and their cholesterol goes down, well, then good, no problem. But one time I remember somebody said, no, we always have eggs because that's all we got to eat, and blah, blah, blah. He said, okay, here's a prescription. You know, I don't know what it was, but, you know, they give Lipitor nowadays for cholesterol. So my dad would then prescribe after the diet didn't work. See, because, you know, see, let thy food be thy medicine, thy medicine be thy food. And my dad was truly following the Hippocratic Oath. He was truly, you know, first do no harm. And Hippocrates, that's what you do. And my dad, I took him to his 50-year reunion in Tulane University and talked to all his classmates. And they go, oh, your son's going to be a naturopath. Oh, well, you know what they say. You know what we've always said, to do the natural remedy first. And then, you know that, doc. You know, he's talking to my dad. If that doesn't work, then we prescribe, right? He said, that's right. If diet doesn't work, then we prescribe. See, that's to them, that was the ethical way of doing it. That pharmacology and drugs were only when the other things of treatment were exhausted. And you didn't just do surgery right away. You had to have an emergency. Like, I was a preemie, and I was, you know, should have been born in February, but actually I was born in November. Anyway, they had to do an emergency procedure on my mom, or else they would have lost her, like her first two stepmothers. They lost, my grandfather lost his first two wives from childbirth. And then my mother's mother, my grandmother, lived to have six kids. And so they didn't want to lose my mom that way, so they did an emergency procedure. And in those days, in 1953, they said they called it a C-section. And nowadays on the coast, the girls call it a fillet. You know, oh yeah, I got filleted twice with Andy and with Julia, you know, blah, 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 because they had to cut them open to get it out, or else they'd have complications and they could die, which my mother could have died. So, folks, a wise man ought to realize that health is his most valuable possession. This is what Hippocrates said over 2,000 years ago, and he was right. And over the years, I've helped so many people, some very, very wealthy people, become master survivors. One or two, well, two of them, as a matter of fact, two of them were billionaires. Okay? Because the doctors gave up on them. They said there's nothing more we can do on one of them. And then they're talking to all their friends. Well, you need to talk to Dr. Johnny. You need to become a master survivor. Well, everything else, I've tried everything else, so I might as well. And so they stuck with me. They stuck with me. And see, that was by word of mouth. See, that's how I've gotten all my patients, by word of mouth. All types of health problems, it doesn't matter, because each case is different. Some of them were lucky when they finally realized that in the sunset of their lives, they did not have their health, you know, and they could not enjoy their toys and pleasures. These billionaires, you know, it hurt. You know, their arthritis was hurting so bad they couldn't play golf. They couldn't do those things. They couldn't go out on their yacht. Just getting in and out of the boat hurt them. For example, their arthritis was bothering them and they couldn't play golf or tennis or go fishing and use their boats or trucks or planes. And I helped them get over their arthritis. It was real simple. They just got on the HTMA, and I guided them with a special diet based on their chemistry, and they followed the right diet and supplement schedule. We can't get everything from food, but those supplements are based on their chemistry, and they scheduled their body, you know, to following that right diet and supplement schedule. And, of course, their arthritis reversed, and their pain went away. And soon, over and over again, they did not have the pain in their joints, and after a while, they look back, and now they can play with all their toys, and they're thrilled. They swear, I'm a god to them. They'll give me any money I want. I said, I don't want your money. I want you to follow the program. And it just floors them when they really see that I don't want their money, because everybody else around them that hangs around them want their money. They're just sitting there salivating to try to see what they can snatch. So whether it's arthritis today or, you know, 10% of the population is affected by this dreadful condition of arthritis, it's so simple to cure. And if you don't get, you know, cure right away within a few months, well, I'll take you down to Mexico and get stem cells. And of course they did that, and that, of course, accelerated their recovery from arthritis. Some of my patients that have done that, they're all doing better because it accelerates that healing process for the body. So I can go into all the different ways of how that happens and what, you know, the different types of us. You know, there's osteoarthritis, there's, you know, all these different, but it's all from the same chemical imbalance. You see, it's the biochemical mineral imbalance where too many of some elements are displacing other elements from being available in all different body processes. And this usually occurs when there's an overload of calcium, sodium, and carbon. You go, what? Carbon? Yeah, like carbon dioxide. You got too much carbonic acid in your body because you're not getting enough exercise, so carbonic acid builds up, so it's too much carbon. You're getting too much sodium from all the salt in our foods. And then some of them put salt on their foods. And too much calcium. See, those will displace 5 or 6 or 7 other important minerals that we need. And all of a sudden, we're robbing our joints and our bones of cartilage. And we get bone fragility. And we get osteoarthritis and many other types of arthritis. And it's a severe thing. So what is the hair tissue mineral analysis? It's analysis over 36 elements in the comprehensive hair tissue mineral analysis, which is the HTMA. That's 14 nutritional minerals, 15 additional elements, 7 mineral ratios, and 9 metal ratios, 8 toxic heavy metals, 7 significant ratios, 9 toxic metal ratios. And I can name all those, and I won't bore you through all that. Do our consultation. I'll name and tell you about the ones that are important to you. And it's comprehensive. It's based on science. It works, proven over and over and over and over again since the 1970s. It's the test of choice by the Environmental Protection Agency for testing for heavy metals. And our lab is the lab of choice, just like my lab was the lab of choice for the EPA. And, well, they use other labs for EPA, but, I mean, it, you know, the History Channel and National Geographic and the Smithsonian, they all use my lab and today's lab for their tests. It's the most important one to them. So you're getting the best hair analysis test that you can get, the best nutritional recommendation you could ever find anywhere in the world. You know, the patients at the lab are from all over the world. And it's a very comprehensive test. 10 to 15 pages emailed, or I can send you hard copy by email or send you hard copy. Some people prefer the email because it gets to you faster. You have to wait another week before I can get you the hard copy because of the mail and so forth. And then of course, we can't, like I said, we can't give everything by, you know, cures from food, so we have supplement recommendation, but we have to have your age, we have to have your sex, your metabolic type. It is all shown in the report. That's all taken in to consideration because this has to be accounted for. So the second part of the Master Survivor Program, that's the first part, the hair tissue mineral analysis, costs $226, all available with your credit card on themastersurvivor.com, themastersurvivoruniversity.com, or johnnydelirious.com. It's all there by credit card. Click on the Master Survivor Program. Number one is the hair tissue mineral analysis. $226, you can put it on your credit card, or you can mail Dr. Johnny a check, either way. And then number two, as part of the Master Survivor Program, is a total gut restoration kit. And number three is the total is the Master Survivor Program premium consultation. That's $360 that you pay for a 2-year consultation with Dr. Johnny, that you work with Dr. Johnny for 2 years to make sure that you overcome any pitfalls or any plateaus in your healing progression, because we want you to progress into health, not to fall back and degenerate into bad health. See, doctors want you to fall back so you'll keep coming back to them and they can prescribe another medicine or another treatment or whatever. See, it keeps those bills being paid, you know, that's what they do. But Dr. Johnny's totally the opposite. I don't want you to keep coming back. I want you to get well so you're happy and you're feeling good. That billionaire that I was telling you about, he's swimming with the dolphins. Oh, man, he went on this cruise and then they got back and he's playing golf all around the world. He's on another cruise now that they do golfing stops at golf clubs, this particular cruise ship he's on. And so he loves that. But his arthritis has gone away. His wife is playing her tennis. Her arthritis has gone away. She's got her diet. Sometimes he'll mail me in new hair, and I email him back the report. He gets it on the cruise ship. It's the World Cruise ship. They go all over the world, make stops all along the way, and they don't ever go home. They give give all their belongings to their kids, and just, you know, she plays tennis every day. She's happy, and then when they go into a port, he stops and plays golf. He's happy. They get all their food catered to, you know, right there on the cruise ship. The best of the best of the best. That's what Dr. Johnny's patients have. Because when you don't have any more pain and you're healed of all of the problems, then you certainly will have the best of the best. So number one is the HTMA. Number two is the Total Gut Restoration Kit. Number three is the premium consultation, where you work with Dr. Johnny, and that's $360. That's number three. And you can pay all of it with your credit card. So that Total Gut Restoration Kit comes from the microbiome laboratories that I work with. And this is the critical part of the Master Survivor Program, because you need that that hair chemistry that shows what your cells are doing, including your blood, and balance those minerals. So you balance the microbiome, you balance your gut, so all irritable bowel and Crohn's, all that stuff, leaky gut, all that is over with. We get that finished. So we balance your gut, we balance your cells, and if you have extended intense problems, then you can go ahead and get the premium consultation. 1, 2, and 3. All available by your credit card. On themastersurvivor.com, themastersurvivoruniversity.com, johnnydelirious.com. It's so easy. We have the human studies showing that it works, and it continues to work. And I encourage everybody to become a Master Survivor today and survive and be happy and get out of the mind control. Have a good week, everybody. Dr. Johnny, over and out.
People's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human beings.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it. That unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Call down the thunder. Well, now you've got it.
Red, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Friday evenings, 8 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers